Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Good morning. I hope that you enjoyed your weekend. I hope that you went to church on Sunday. I pray that God spoke to you through His Word and gave you information and access to something which we're going to discuss a little bit today on the podcast. Access to this information which gave you access to something that you were dealing with and gave you the keys of solving it. You know, the Word of God is not only the living, breathing Word of God. It is Christ given to us. It consists of keys. Keys and tools and equipment and wisdom and all of these things in it by which we need to operate in this world. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us, Lord, and teach us how to use your word and apply your word that we may be victorious in this hour, Lord. Touch our minds and our spirits. Help us to yield to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back over to the book of John. John chapter 16. And we were talking about on our last podcast about yet a little while. Jesus was explaining to the disciples, a little while you shall not see me, and then again in a little while you shall see me again. So let's continue with that thought. Now we are in we're on verse 20 of John chapter 16. Jesus is saying, verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall turn into joy. Now let's look at that for a moment. Jesus is saying the world is going to be happy and rejoice, but you are getting ready to be sorrowful. You're going to weep and lament, but your sorrow is going to turn into joy. During the crucifixion, having walked with Jesus, the disciples, for 3+ years, to see their Savior crucified and die had to be so devastating, because they thought that he was going to set up the kingdom and take the rule back from Rome. Not only that, but to see someone that they loved die, and their hopes for that moment in time, for those few days while his body laid in the grave, had to be so devastating to them. They felt like all of their hope and the promise that they believed was going to come to pass didn't. But when Jesus rose and they remembered all of the words that was said, it all made sense. But at that moment, the world was rejoicing. Jesus was crucified, and the Sadducees and the Pharisees, I'm sure, believed they got what they wanted. And the world, because he was convicting the world, just like today, he is convicting the world of sin. The Spirit of God is convicting the world of sin. It's convicting the world that there is a righteous one and a righteous judge, which is Jesus Christ when he comes back. Convicting the world of judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged. Convicting our hearts to change and to turn and to do the will of God. Telling us, leading us, and guiding us into all truth. That Spirit, when Jesus died, they felt hopeless. They felt hopeless, and the world was having a party. And it's like that now. The world is having a party. They're enjoying themselves. They're enjoying the fruits of their labor. Yes, there's many that are downtrodden, and even that they don't believe in God. They're turning to all kind of wickedness. But are they turning to God? Or are they taking matters into their own hand and believe that they are their God and they're doing whatever they want to do? But it says in this verse that our sorrow will be turned into joy. When it's all said and done with, our sorrow, I don't care how many tears we've cried over here. I don't care how much pain we've suffered over here. I don't care how much loss. It will not be able to compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us at the return of Christ. But in the meantime, we have work to do. Let us go on to the scriptures. In verse 21, it says, a woman, when she is in travail, when she is in labor, she hath sorrow because her hour is come. Her pain is come. The time that she should deliver has come. And so, yes, as a woman, I remember being in labor and it was excruciatingly painful. It was so painful. And at that moment, you think, what have I gotten myself into? And I'm sure Jesus, the thought crossed his mind, but there was a purpose. And what is a purpose? A purpose is a reason for which something is done. Jesus had a plan and a purpose before the foundation of the world to redeem mankind. And he was getting ready to submit himself unto death. And he was imparting to the disciples. He kept talking to them about this time of coming and what they should do after. Let's continue in verse 21. But as soon as this woman is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more this anguish for joy that a man child is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow. So he said to them, I know you are sorrowful disciples because I told you that I'm going to leave you and sorrow has filled your heart. But he's given ready to give some hope. But I will see you again and your heart shall rejoice and your joy no man taketh from you. In this life, we have sorrow, but Jesus is promising to come back again, and our sorrow will not be able to be compared, and our sorrow shall be turned into joy. Our sorrow shall be turned into joy, but all things in God's timing. There is a timing to things, and that is what he is talking about here. There's a timing to things. Yet a little while you shall see me no more. Yet a little while you shall see me. And he is repeating himself again, saying that, yeah, you're not going to see me for a little while, but then soon you will see me. But it's in the timing, and it's the timing of God's choosing. No man knows the day nor the hour when Christ shall reappear. Reappear. Our responsibility as saints of God is to make sure that we are ready to meet him and we are taking as many people as we possibly can with us. That's it. That's our responsibility, to be witnesses in this earth, to witness to people, to tell them about the love of Christ. And he was imparting in the disciples, he was encouraging them, but he was being honest. And we must be honest in this hour. Yes, there's going to be suffering. There is going to be pain. There's going to be torment. But Jesus has overcome the world. Let's continue. Verse 22. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. He's saying, let's break this verse apart a little bit. You know what? We are running out of time. We're going to have to continue that thought on verse 23 on tomorrow. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me as we continue in John chapter 16. Love the Lord, reverence the Lord, love him with your whole heart, your mind, all your soul, and your might, and love one another as yourself. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.